This is VOA News. I'm David Burr. Four people, including the gunman, were killed and several others wounded in a mass shooting Friday at a U.S. naval base in Pensacola, Florida. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the shooter was a Saudi Arabian officer training at the base.
The gunman attacked in a Naval Air Station Pensacola classroom, killing three people. Two U.S. officials say he was a second lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force who was training at the storied base in Florida's Panhandle.
He was training in aviation.
Captain Tim Kinsella would not comment on any links to terrorism. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the Saudis will be held responsible.
The government of Saudi Arabia needs to make things better for these victims.
In all, a dozen people were shot, including two sheriff's deputies, in the second assault on a Navy base this week. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The White House says it will not participate in impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. In a letter to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, White House Counsel Pat Cipollone said the impeachment inquiry was baseless and that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had ordered Democrats to proceed with articles of impeachment before the Judiciary Committee had heard a single shred of evidence. The committee is responsible for drafting the articles before sending them to the full House for a vote, which is expected by the Christmas holidays. The impeachment trial would take place in the U.S. Senate, where Trump's Republican Party holds a majority. At issue is whether the president abused his office by withholding military aid to Ukraine unless Kyiv started investigations that would benefit Trump politically. The president has refused to cooperate, calling the proceedings a hoax and a witch hunt. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States imposed sanctions Friday on three Iranian-backed Iraqi militia leaders over their alleged role in violently suppressing protests that have shaken Iraq. The punitive measures also targeted an Iraqi businessman for alleged bribery and corruption. The militia leaders are accused of ordering their forces to fire on civilians protesting government corruption and high unemployment. Since the protests began in October, around 400 demonstrators have been reported shot and killed by security forces. The sanctions allow the U.S. government to freeze any assets the men might have in the United States and bar Americans from doing business with them. Crippling strikes by subway workers, bus drivers, teachers, and police were in their second day across France on Friday. As Matthew Lerotonda of Reuters reports, the demonstrations against France's pension system might depend on how long they can hold public support for their success.
President Macron says he's trying to simplify the pension system, which has dozens of wildly different plans. Rail workers, for example, can retire up to a decade earlier than the average person. He wants to implement a point system where for every euro contributed to the retirement plans, each person has equal rights. This is a game of chicken, though. Macron's 2 years in office have been hit hard by civil unrest. But if the protests carry on too long, they'll lose public support. Some commuters we spoke to on Friday said they weren't happy with being collateral damage. The next big strike is planned for Tuesday.
That's Reuters' Matthew Lerotonda. U.S. job growth increased by 266,000 in November, the biggest jump in 10 months. We get more from Conway G. Gittins.
Judging from the latest U.S. jobs numbers, there might be little to worry about when it comes to the labor market or the mighty U.S. consumer. Government data released Friday showed hiring saw the biggest surge in 10 months. Employers added a much stronger than expected 266,000 jobs in November, and job gains for the 2 months before that were upwardly revised. The closely watched unemployment rate dipped back down to a 50-year low of 3.5%. The robust hiring numbers came in stark contrast to other economic data, which show business confidence and spending are down, and the manufacturing sector is in a slump, as the White House's numerous trade spats worry business leaders.
That's Conway G. Gittins reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.